Thanks again for joining me here at PreachingTheGospelThatSaves.com. And thanks for subscribing to the bookstore blog as we continue to go through the Philip translation. Out of the book, so many versions, the 20th century English versions of the Bible by Saki Kubo and Walter F. Speck. And we left off last time with Romans 8, 18 through 19 out of the Phillips. Now we're going to start with Romans 12, 1 and 2. And we're going to compare Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2 out of the Phillips with that of the 1769 King James Bible, God's perfect words. And we'll let you decide what is perfect and what is not. Okay? Here's the Phillips translation. With eyes wide open to the mercies of God, I beg you, my brothers, as an act of intelligent worship, to give him your bodies as a living sacrifice, consecrated to him and accepted by him. And I want to tell you right now, too, as we're going through this, the him, the word him in the Phillips translation is not capitalized. Don't let the world around you squeeze you into its own mold, but let God remold your minds from within, remake you so that your attitude of mind is changed, so that thus you may will prove in practice that the plan of God for you is good, meets all his demands, and moves toward the goal of true maturity, the will of God's good, acceptable to him, and perfect. And you wonder where they get the verbiage, you know, God has a plan for you. Well, it's all over the new translations, and Phillips is one of them, right? Let's see what it says in God's perfect words, the 1769 King James Bible. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. It's quite different, isn't it? It's like absolutely different. Completely different. Why? Because it's a completely different text. So if you want God's plan for your life, you will be taught by the minister of the devil, 2 Corinthians chapter 11, and he will teach you right out of the Phillips translation. And you will die and end up going to hell because you trusted this person and not your own Bible study for your own soul salvation, okay? And you never had God's perfect words to direct your never-dying soul. Isn't that sad? But that's where we're at today. More next week.